You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
I haven't done stand-up in a while. I actually haven't even stood up in 4 months, to be honest. I've been sitting on my couch. I've been quarantined. But I do think that this coronavirus quarantine has brought me closer with my family. I will say that. Like, I called my grandparents when this whole thing started because I am the most amazing granddaughter. And I called them and I was like, how are you? And we talked. It was amazing. I connected with my grandparents. And then they called me every single day for the next 7 days. And I had to be like, oh, no. This is not like an every single day phone call. Like, this is like a one-time coronavirus courtesy call. So you're gonna have to chill out, Grandma and Granddad. I've been talking to my mom on the phone every day. She's actually a very negative person, my mom. She's not like glass half empty or glass half full. It's just not what she ordered. She lives in Florida. She's actually in a fight right now with both sets of neighbors, which is impressive. Both of them hate some. But it does kind of make sense because she's from Israel, so she's at war with everyone around her. That's her vibe. I am originally from Tampa, Florida, but everyone wants to know my ethnicity. I'm actually mixed. I'm half hummus Jew, half bagel Jew. It's a combo platter. Sounds delicious. But I feel like people guess my ethnicity a lot, and by people, I mean men. I'll be walking down the streets of Brooklyn, and guys are like, girl, you Persian? Girl, are you Armenian? Girl, are you Puerto Rican? And I finally figured it out. They're not guessing my ethnicity. They're just taking whatever they last jerked off to and like projecting it right onto me. Girl, you Mia Khalifa? I'm like, that is not an ethnicity. That's a porn star. I'm actually a quarter Mia Khalifa. Last time my mom visited me in Brooklyn, she wanted to go to the Holocaust Museum. That's her vibe. We went to the Holocaust Museum. They tried to charge us $35 as an admissions fee to the Holocaust Museum. My mom was like, sir, I think we've paid enough. So we got in for free. Hang out with my mom. I actually just became a mom myself. Exactly 6 weeks ago, I gave birth. Yeah. I'm holding for applause. I got very pregnant, or as my mom likes to say, I really let myself go. I kind of got pregnant unexpectedly. Like, I didn't know it was gonna happen. It was the night before my wedding. So technically, I walked down the aisle pregnant, which makes sense, because you can take the girl out of Tampa, but you can't take the Tampa baby out of the girl. I think, of course, I walked down the aisle pregnant. Like, I grew up in Florida. They don't believe in science. Like, I went to high school in the worst education system next to Alabama. We didn't even have a sex ed class in Tampa. They just split us up, boys and girls, put us in a single file line, and pierced our nipples. That was my sexual education. I did just get married 10 months ago. It was fun. I'm not wearing the ring because it doesn't fit. But I have one at home, and that's what counts. As soon as I got engaged, all my friends were like, oh my gosh, how did he propose? I'm like, I begged him for 3.5 years. A lot of my friends getting engaged, my best friend just got engaged to a DJ. I'm like, oh, I did not realize that they texted back. She got engaged to a professional disc jockey. Do you know how hard that is? That is like climbing the Mount Everest of dating. Do you have any idea how many women have tried to climb the summit of that mountain and have died? Their hair blew and gotten terrible infinity tattoos. Now I had to figure out what to do with my last name when I got married. It's a very tricky situation. It's 2020. You know, I didn't know what to do because on the one hand, it's like, I'm a feminist. I want to keep my maiden name. But on the other hand, it's like, oh, I'm a sucker for a rebranding. And mama needs a makeover. So I didn't know what to do. I turned to everyone's favorite rebranding icon, Kim Kardashian West, and I just decided to copy her. She took his last name, put it at the end of hers, boom, Kim Kardashian West. So that's what I did. I took his last name, popped it at the end of mine, and now I am officially Esther Steinberg Garden Swartz. And I think it has a ring to it. And that ring is people calling me because they think I'm a law firm. So it's...
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.